Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We were just, you know, at some point, totally desperate inside that Rixos Hotel. You know, lying on our bellies, all of us. You're not just me, 36 journalists were there. All in exactly the same situation. We didn't know whether we were going to live or die. I mean, we had these crazy Gaddafi gunmen downstairs who were just aggressive towards us. They essentially held us responsible for, you know, what's happened in the country and the crisis. One of them shouted up to me yesterday up to the balcony, "I bet you're happy now." That's right. He was saying to me, "I bet you're happy now, aren't you? That Libyans are killing Libyans." And, you know, I didn't know what to say in response. I didn't want to anger him in any way because he had a gun. We didn't know what was going to happen to us. But we were going through all these sort of paranoid scenarios about, you know, how we were going to be held as, you know, prisoners, how we were going to be executed as, you know, or, you know, kept as human shields, and Gaddafi was going to make his last stand in the hotel lobby.
There's reporter Matthew Chance, one of 36 journalists who had been trapped in a hotel in Tripoli by supporters of Gaddafi. They've finally been set free since the captors have realized the rebels are in control of the city. So Libya is where we get started here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits daily and weekly. The hot hits and talk radio. Doug Steffen here, going to John Scott, talking to Fox News producer Tadek Markowski, who also is one of the journalists who were freed from that hotel.
There's another drama playing out at Tripoli's luxury Rixos Hotel, now dubbed the Hotel from Hell. Dozens of journalists and foreign nationalists have just been set free. They've been trapped inside without power or air conditioning, and with virtually no idea of who was in control out on the streets. Former U.S. Congressman Walter Fauntroy, now among those released. Also getting out, Fox News producer Tadek Markowski. He's in a car right now and joins us live on the phone. First of all, Tadek, how did you get the word that you were free to go? I mean, does a rebel come through with a bullhorn and say, get out?
John, it was just a complete, mess there at the end. It was something that you couldn't have foreseen or planned for, or even, you know, expected to come. At the end of the day, what we were basically faced with was, you know, Gaddafi loyalists who just refused to accept that outside those four walls, everything that they've known for the last 42 years had disappeared, had been wiped out in a stroke. They just, you know, wouldn't accept that Muammar Gaddafi is no longer calling the shots in this country, and they basically just said, no, you can't leave. And we couldn't imagine what motivation they had to keep us there. And it came down to this, that they were told, keep the journalists there until you hear from us. And that would have been the hear from us was, you know, the Gaddafi camp. And, you know, there's no camp left to hear from. So these guys are basically just still following orders days after, you know, mass protests in Green Square raising the rebel flag, and, you know, and the situation where we had a fight all around us at the hotel where the last basic standouts of the Gaddafi regime were still putting up a fight. It was incredible.
So these Gaddafi loyalists are trying to follow orders even though there's nobody issuing orders. There's no command structure left.
That's right, John. At the end, it was quite a heart-wrenching scene. One of the gentleman who was holding us, he almost broke down. You know, he was in tears. You know, we had to comfort him just because he just, you know, suddenly came to the realization that Gaddafi's gone, and his family are gone. And if not gone, they're certainly on the run. And as you said, a major reward being offered. And, you know, the rebels, to their credit, and we have to say, you know, they did amazingly well because they showed incredible restraint. They surrounded the hotel on three sides, you know, with massive weaponry, and they just wouldn't come in because they were frightful that, you know, in the firefight with these guys who wouldn't give up, who were going to go down fighting, that some journalists might get hurt or even killed. And that was the worst possible case scenario. In the end, the International Red Cross brokered a deal between the rebels and the loyalists in the hotel to put down their weapons and allow the journalists to finally get out after this, as you said, you know, a five-day ordeal. It just never seemed to end. If it wasn't one thing, it was another.
Coming up, as the rebels take control of Tripoli, the search is now on for Gaddafi. That's next in the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yeah.
Shop for a cause at Macy's Saturday, August 27th. Purchase your $5 savings pass now at any Macy's store and enjoy an extra 25 or 10% savings store-wide all day long Saturday. Even on most brands usually excluded from extra savings. Best of all, 100% of your $5 pass will benefit the March of Dimes. It's good to shop Saturday, August 27th during Macy's Shop for a Cause event. Visit Macy's.com/SFAC for details.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not important later, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Talk Radio in review. The focus is on the war in Libya. How much has it cost us? Well, so far, a couple of billion dollars, looks like. Matt Miller talked to Middle East analyst Fawaz Gurjez and James Traub about the search for Gaddafi and the bounty that the rebels have offered up. It's about $1.7 million, looks like.
Wanted, dead, or alive. Rebel leaders in Libya announced a $1.7 million bounty for Gaddafi's capture and amnesty for members of his inner circle who kill or capture the missing Libyan leader. The hunt is on for the fallen dictator. Rebels ransacking his compound, but still unable to find Gaddafi. Earlier, Gaddafi claimed to have gone out in Tripoli undetected after Tuesday's bloodshed and vowed to fight until victory or martyrdom. And now, pockets of firefighting still breaking out in the capital city of Tripoli. At times, between Gaddafi loyalists and rebels, and even between confused rebels fighting themselves. What should we make of the situation in Tripoli at this hour? With Gaddafi still not yet found, does that mean there's still another chapter or two yet to be written here?
Well, yeah, but Matt, I think you have to expect that things would be chaotic, and you have to expect things would be weird in ways that nobody expected. I mean, look how long it took for tens of thousands of American soldiers to apprehend Saddam Hussein. So, yeah, I mean, it's bad in the sense that these guys have a kind of magical power in the eyes both of those who love them and the eyes of those who hate them. So until he's apprehended, I suspect it's going to be that much more difficult to put down the insurrection and CERT, for example. But, you know, it will happen. And then we'll have to worry about the kind of big things long term, which is, can you bring some kind of stable governance to what obviously is going to be a very chaotic situation.
Now, Fawaz, before I bring you in, I want to play some sound we have from NBC's Richard Engel about just how confusing things are in the ground. Let's give a listen, then I'll get you to react.
There is more chaos right now than there is violence. The rebels are out in the streets. They are firing guns in the air. They are sort of looking for Gaddafi and his loyalists, but with so much gunfire coming from so many people, the rebels frankly don't know who is firing. They don't know if they're being fired upon. We've seen rebels who sometimes will engage each other. They have fired into buildings. They fired into cars accidentally. There's no one really in control here.
Fawaz, we've all heard about the fog of war. What do you make of this?
Well, several points, Matt. The first point is that, yes, there are pockets of resistance, not only in Tripoli, but all over Libya, in Sirte and Subha and other places. And that's to be expected. In fact, what's really surprising is that how swiftly the Gaddafi forces were routed, how swiftly Tripoli has fallen. The second point I want to make, Matt, is that I think we should not be blinded that the fact the rebels have taken Tripoli, that there is no coordination among the rebels. They're acting as desperate. They're acting as desperate militias, as opposed to a unified command and control. The most important challenge facing the rebels is first to coordinate their actions, to create a unified command and control, to begin the process of institutionalization. What you're seeing in Tripoli is really quite a bad omen of the major failure of the rebels' movement. Its inability to institutionalize itself, to create a unified command and control, to create an army. You have desperate militias, sometimes they're fighting against one another because they don't realize what's happening in the on the other side of town.
He's wanted dead or alive. Here's Taco's Bob Del Giorno with correspondent Raymond Tanter from CBS about why the rebels can't find Gaddafi.
Where's Gaddafi? Where'd he go? He made a broadcast.
Well, you remember the children's game, Where is Waldo? Well, Waldo was right in the middle of things, right in the thick of things. I'm sure, Bob, you had a hard time finding Waldo in those days. But look, I suspect that, like Osama bin Laden was in the thick of Pakistani city, Badalan, it may be the case that that Gaddafi is located still in Tripoli. Everyone thinks that he's on the move, but he might. That's a city of 2 million out of a country of 5 or 6 million.
And obviously, there are a lot of places to hide, you know. On the other hand, what's going to happen from here? You know, a lot of these rebel forces. You know, and what you watch on television is kind of frightening. You know, people firing weapons up in the air. I don't know if it's rejoicing or. Yesterday, a lot of looting going on. I think a lot of people are wondering now, they really need to restore some kind of law and order. But is that going to happen, and where do they go from here?
Well, the big threat is not the small arm individuals carrying small arms, Bob. The big threat is shoulder-carried surface-to-air missiles that are missing. I'm taking a flight in September to Europe, and who wants to fly over the Mediterranean when Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula or Al-Qaeda of the Maghreb may have purloined some of those missiles. And they're quite a threat to civilian aircraft.
Oh, absolutely. It's very scary. And then you see, you don't know if these wild people running around firing weapons are angry or rejoicing. They're firing guns. They're shouting about what they're going to do to Gaddafi if they find him. On the other hand, I think that the best thing that could happen now is a little law and order and restore, you know, basic services. You know, after Iraq, it took almost a year to restore just electric service, and people can't live that way.
Right, but Bob, the story behind the story is a succession struggle in Arab republics as opposed to Arab kingdoms. The republics don't have a means by which they can transfer authority, so hence, no matter what happens, you're going to have a crisis of leadership. Who's going to replace? You can't say the king is dead. Long live the king. That is, the next king has the legitimacy. So in Syria, Hafez al-Assad tried to put his son in power, and that irritated a lot of people, and now you have a succession crisis. Ditto for Tunisia and for Egypt.
Kind of a slippery fellow, even though can't find him, he's making his broadcast. Up next, more on the search for Gaddafi on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk world of television and radio, the new media, all of the things that people are using, YouTube, you know, that good stuff. That's what we include in our survey. And the war in Libya is a hot discussion topic. Here's radio host Steve Courtney talking to Jeffrey Kaufman of ABC, who's in Tripoli. And he says that while there have been broadcasts from Gaddafi, nobody has actually seen him for months.
Reports that we're getting here, Jeffrey, is the fact that the opposition forces continue their stronghold. Nobody still knows where Gaddafi is. However, he has come on television and have told his supporters to get rid of the devils. Is that pretty much up to date right now as it applies to just where in the heck Muammar Gaddafi is?
Well, let me correct you. It was actually on radio. We haven't seen his face for several months. He is like so many of these ruthless dictators, fundamentally a coward, and he's happy to let his soldiers and his designates die, but he is cowering in one of his bunkers somewhere under Tripoli or somewhere in one of the tunnels that he squandered the oil money of this country building for his own escape, his own protection. We don't know where he is, but let's be clear, the hunt for him will continue. People want him brought to justice or killed, but he's gone. He is history. This country is now going to have to face building a new country, a new government structure without him, and that process is underway. It's not going to be easy. In fact, it's going to be a lot harder here than it was in Tunisia or Egypt, and as you know, they're having problems, but they had armies that were somewhat independent of the dictatorships. This army was allied with Gaddafi so closely and filled with foreign mercenaries that there is nothing left of it, and there is no police force to bring civil order to the streets. So you've got tens of thousands of young men with mortars and AK-47s roaming the streets, much of the city of 2 million without electricity. It is a recipe for looting, for violence, and it's going to be very, very hard to maintain order. If you remember what happened in Baghdad in 2003, a scenario like that, but even worse, could happen here. They are clearly aware of that. We see rebels on the street with guns trying to keep order. But how long that can be maintained is something that we're all going to want to watch. And, boy, you want these people to have a chance at freedom. It is so emotional talking to the people here, Steve. I get a lump in my throat. I talked to a man last night, and he said, all we wanted for all of our lives is freedom. Now we have a chance at it. My dream is to have the freedom that you have in the United States and Western countries. That's all I ask for. And how can you not want him to
see that. That is going to be a very, very difficult road for this country.
Radio man Greg Garrison here with Jed Babin from RealClearPolitics.com about the conflicting stories coming out of Libya.
From what I can tell from the journalists' efforts so far, nobody knows much of anything about what really happened over there. All we know is that Gaddafi is apparently out of power. They haven't caught him yet that I know of. 500 people have been killed of unknown origin, and it's some sort of tribal warfare that has ended up with what they call euphemistically, and I quote, the rebels, unquote, claiming to be in charge of things until there's a rush from the other side where a bunch of them get shot up. And all I can tell you is I haven't seen a Browning automatic rifle since I watched the Saving of Private Ryan, but that looks to me like what those guys are shooting over there. What do you make of the whole thing?
Well, the whole thing is clearly a mess. I mean, I think Gaddafi is down and may not even be out. I mean, who knows? There's all sorts of things that could happen with this. I mean, hopefully the guy is gone, probably going to be found dead in the street somewhere. But this ragtag group of rebels that came in now, we have no idea who these guys are, and we have no idea who's going to emerge as their leader, because this is possibly a group tied, or any number of groups, tied to tribes, tied to terrorist groups, tied to other nations. I mean, it's going to take a very long time to sort this out. And in the meantime, you know, we got the Italians and the French running in there saying, please, please sign an oil contract with us. Nobody signed a contract with anything.
Well,
so it's going to be complete chaos there for quite some time, which is just fine by me, I might add. The longer those guys are disorganized, the less trouble they're going to cause for us.
Up next, we move to the earthquake that surprised a lot of the East Coast. And no sooner do we get that thing in focus, and there's a hurricane buzzing up the coast. We'll talk about that on the countdown in a few moments.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens. Stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't we Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Greg Stephan back again with the second half hour of this hour of the Countdown Show. The big stories in the world of talk radio is mine every day on this program. Let's talk about that situation with the earthquake. Here's Rachel Maddow talking to former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell about what we need to learn from that earthquake.
This quake obviously was not the big one, but could this quake be a wake-up call? Does it give us the chance to start a serious discussion about the dangerousness of our, in some cases, pretty lousy and pretty old infrastructure?
It should, but it won't. If we can take any lesson from the bridge collapse in Minnesota, the pipelines in Northern California blowing up, all of the disasters we had, the levees breaking in New Orleans and Cedar Rapids because they weren't properly maintained, the impetus will last for a week or 10 days, and then we'll be back to the same old thing. We don't have the money. We don't have the money. We can't do it. We can't invest. We can't change things in America, which is pure BS, but that's what we'll hear.
Is the fact that we need it economically too any different now? I mean, we are now, as a country, sort of poised for the president to take the bully pulpit, which he says he is going to do, and put forward a bold economic plan, a bold jobs plan to create jobs. And one way to do that is through infrastructure spending. He has talked about the need for new infrastructure. Does his political will make this more possible than if we didn't have his political will on this?
Well, yeah. And I think clearly infrastructure is always important for public safety, for the quality of our lives, and for long-run economic competitiveness. But what makes infrastructure, I think, tantalizingly possible, if everyone listens, is that it's the single best job creator we can do. Rachel, your example, I know this because we just had work done on one of our reactors at Three Mile Island. and it employed over 1,000 construction workers for 6 months. Doing that work. We can, for a decent infrastructure investment program, we can put millions of Americans to work in well-paying jobs, both at the construction sites and back at manufacturing plants producing the steel and the concrete and the asphalt and all the things that are necessary. It's the single best remedy we have. But it can't be done for 6 months or for 1 year. It has to be a long-term, in my judgment, a decade-long commitment.
You can't get up there, though, as President Obama right now and say we need to do something different for a decade, because the Republicans at this point are not willing to say yes to their own ideas as long as they hear them coming out of President Obama's mouth. Is he likely to get more done if he actually goes very specific and granular and he doesn't say we need to change our approach to infrastructure and do something different for a decade? Let's go fix this bridge. Let's go fix that plant. I mean, this earthquake was the epicenter of it was in Eric Cantor's district, as was this nuclear plant that was, frankly, shut down because of the danger about this quake, even though they say there was no damage. Doesn't that put Eric Cantor on the spot as majority leader in the House?
No question. And if he's honest, he'll say that we do need to invest in our infrastructure.
Host Greg Bauman here with geological science professor Eric Hartland about the earthquake, which was felt as far away as Detroit.
It seems unusual. How rare is it to have an earthquake centered, in Virginia that we can feel here in Metro Detroit?
They're rare, but earthquakes of this size in the central U.S. and the eastern U.S. are not entirely uncommon, but they're rare.
So there is an earthquake fault, if that's the correct term, under this part of Virginia?
Pretty much the entire East Coast and Central U.S. is pretty much riddled with faults. The question isn't whether there's a fault there. The question is whether the fault is accumulating energy such that an earthquake can happen. And anywhere there is a fault and there is deformation occurring, there's a potential for an earthquake to happen. The question is just how large can the earthquake be? Earthquakes in the eastern U.S. Tend to be of this size. It's probably a larger one, although there have been a series of earthquakes maybe in the magnitude 7 range, but they occurred in the early 1800s.
Now, I think we had one here in Metro Detroit, didn't we, a year or so ago?
That was, I think that you're probably referring to an earthquake that was in Quebec, which was felt here. It was a magnitude 5, probably about the same distance away from Metro Detroit than this past earthquake in Richmond. And we did feel it. I felt it last year, and it was probably a similar sensation to the one that we just felt.
And 5.8 or 5.9, is that generally a magnitude that would cause any sort of damage or injury?
Magnitude 5.8 could cause some damage. It could cause some injury as kind of a not necessarily routine earthquake injury, but definitely, if you were in a building which was very weakly constructed, for instance, extremely weakly constructed at 5.8, could cause some damage. Locally, 5.8 may cause some damage, but probably not widespread.
Okay, now we move on to the presidential race. Some of the problems that seem to be developing for Rick Perry, that's next here on the Countdown.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find 4 powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, What is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Reviewing the hot hits in talk radio, our attention on the 2012 Republican side of the presidential race. Here's Robert Hadlock, Leslie Rode, and Josh Hinkle all talking about Rick Perry and some of the things he said that are starting to bite him in the you-know-what.
President Barack Obama has some tough competition in a new Gallup poll for the next presidential election.
Right now, if the president was up against Mitt Romney, the national GOP frontrunner, Romney has a slight edge, 48% to 46%. And when paired with Governor Rick Perry, the two are tied at 47%. But if history has taught us anything, things can change quickly, especially with a slip of a tongue or a statement that could come back to bite you. Josh Hinkle has more.
When it comes to the White House, words can hurt.
Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
Hurt your chances of remaining there.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Hurt your chances of getting there.
I actually did vote for the $87 billion. Before I voted against it.
Even Governor Rick Perry has his share, but will they hinder his campaign for president? Number one.
I'm just not real sure you're a bunch of right-wing extremists. But if you are, I'm with you.
In April 2009, Perry said Texans might someday get so tired of Washington they'd want to secede from the nation.
We didn't like oppression then. We don't like oppression now.
But the comment helped lead to his popular states' rights book, Fed Up. Number two.
In New York, 6 weeks ago, passed a statute that said marriage can be between two people of the same sex. Well, you know what? That's New York, and that's their business, and that's fine with me.
Calling himself an unapologetic social conservative last month, Perry maintained he's a firm believer in states' rights, though gay marriage is still something he doesn't like. Number three.
I try not to be distracted by any of it.
I'm going to think about it.
I'm in all the way.
Over the last few months, Perry went from all-out denial to declaring his candidacy. Uncertainty or just a late start? It doesn't seem like a problem so far. Number four.
Printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treacherous or treasonous.
Just days after entering the race, some said that comment about the Fed and its chairman was out of line and even unpresidential. But Perry isn't backing down. Number five.
Adios,
mofo.
Yes, caught off guard while on camera, Perry's reaction to a reporter went viral in 2005. He chalked it up to inappropriate banter, but it's something many Texans haven't forgotten, and many other Americans will soon learn.
Adios, mofo.
A book with the same title, Adios, Mofo, Why Rick Perry Will Make America Miss George W. Bush, is set for release early next year, just in time for the Iowa caucuses. At the same time, Perry's own book, Fed Up, recently moved into the top 400 on Amazon.com and was out of stock for a time.
Host Gabe Gutierrez talking to Ron Paul about some of the things that he said, which are finally becoming part of the political discussion.
Congressman Ron Paul is no stranger to presidential campaigns.
The driving force has always been personal liberty.
But his signature is all over this one.
These views are now becoming mainstream.
The grandfather from Lake Jackson is running for president for the third time. But Paul surprised many when he finished a close second in the Republican Iowa straw poll earlier this month. A recent Gallup poll puts him just 2 percentage points behind President Obama. And he raised almost $2 million this past weekend on his 76th birthday.
I didn't think we'd be this far along in converting the country to the views I've expressed.
Those controversial views may be why the media has mostly ignored it.
You can hold the Ron Paul stuff.
A point amplified by comedian Jon Stewart.
How did libertarian Ron Paul become the 13th floor in a hotel?
After all, Paul does not fit the Republican mold. He wants to pull American troops out of all military conflicts. If elected, he says he'd abolish the Federal Reserve and even wipe out the federal income tax.
You can't get rid of the income tax unless you get rid of all the spending. But people think it's bizarre, but did we have one before 1913?
Paul strongly opposed raising the nation's debt ceiling. That does put him more in line with his newest presidential rival, Texas Governor Rick Perry. But despite their long political careers in the same party.
Have you ever actually met Rick Perry?
I have not.
You have not?
I have not, no. To my memory, I mean, it's always possible you could have shaken hands, but I do not recall having ever met him or had a conversation.
Yet Paul and Perry embraced the Tea Party early on. Each candidate hopes to ride that anti-Washington anger straight to the White House.
Time will tell.
Paul says he won't seek another term in Congress to focus on his presidential bid. So what happens if he doesn't win?
I used to run a lot of track, and the one thing I didn't think about is the end of the race and whether I come in first, second, or third, and where do I go or what I do. I run real hard to win, and sometimes I win, sometimes I don't, but at the end of the race, I'll make a decision.
Host Jimmy Barrett now talking to political analyst Matt Makowski about the field of Republican candidates and the dissatisfaction a lot of people seem to have with these various choices.
If you don't like the field, you just need to lower your expectations. I mean, what do you expect? What do you mean by that, Matt?
You know, it's interesting. I just think that for so long now, for almost a year, many of us have really been in search of the perfect when there have been perfectly good choices in front of us, particularly with Governor Rick Perry, filling what I call really the three sort of imperatives that the Republican primary electorate want, and that's a conservative, an executive, and someone that will go to Obama directly on policy. So, you know, for so long we've wanted someone that has that balances these really unachievable qualities, and for now I think the field is mostly set. I think Chris Christie's unlikely to run. Paul Ryan announced he's not running. The only person left, really, that can materially shift the race is Sarah Palin. I think she's unlikely to run, particularly since Perry has been ascending. So these are the choices, and I think the Republican primary electorate needs to get used to that.
I guess, you know what, the problem I think, Matt, is I think in a perfect world, Republicans want another Ronald Reagan, and there just is not going to be another Ronald Reagan.
Well, that's right, and I think, you know, to be candid with you, I think a lot of people remember the great things about Reagan, and they don't necessarily remember other things about him that may not necessarily fit to today's Republican Party. But sure, Reagan was a once-in-a-generation type candidate. You know, I saw Marco Rubio speak through webcast the Reagan Library, Senator Marco Rubio from Florida. Rubio is a Reagan-like figure. And so there are people out there that have that level of connection with the American people, that have that kind of articulate ability to speak.
Why won't those people run?
Well, you know, look, running for president is not like any other decision you make in politics. It is consuming. It changes your life. It can be a disaster. You can go millions. I mean, Hillary Clinton has something like $8 million in debt still from running for president. So, I mean, these kind of decisions are extremely personal, and the timing on it has to be absolutely perfect. It was perfect for Barack Obama in 2008. He'd been on the national scene but had not taken a lot of bad votes. And he had a very significant difference from Hillary Clinton on the Iraq issue that allowed him to run for president. Some of these other folks, I just think, you know, they'd like to run. They see an opportunity, but it's dangerous to run early because if you fail, it may be your only chance to do it.
I think the other thing is, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this one, as a member of the media myself, the media, clearly, a lot of the media leans left and really wants to report as many positive things about this current president as they possibly can, and I would think that anybody running for office as a Republican has to think that they're going to get a lot of bad treatment from the media if they make that run.
There's no question that, you know, the level of vetting that say, Barack Obama went through versus what some of the Republican candidates have and will go through once this thing really gets intense this fall is a huge difference. So that's got to be part of the calculation that any Republican makes.
The trial of the hot sauce mom, up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, up next here, the story of the trial, that hot sauce mom. Chris Raggi from CBS talked to legal analyst Lisa Bloom about the case against this mother, who came to fame after she sent a video to the Dr. Phil show showing her punishing her children in several ways, including forcing them to consume hot sauce as a punishment for lying.
What did the jury exactly find here?
Well, the law required the jury to find that her behavior was either cruelty or torture, and that's what the jury found. They convicted her of one misdemeanor count of child abuse, and I think taken together, what the jury is saying is that the hot sauce, the cold shower, and probably most importantly, the act of videotaping the punishment, all of that taken together added up to cruelty and therefore child abuse.
How much do you think the video played a role in this? It's one thing to hear it. It's one thing, I guess, to have testimony under oath, but to see it on video, to see this type of treatment, and then have one of your kids taping it.
Right. I think that's what pushed this case to over the line. A lot of people have likened the hot sauce to washing a child's mouth out with soap. But what pushed this over the line was the videotaping. This clip is now online. It will follow this little 7-year-old boy the rest of his life. And the prosecutor argued that she did this so that she could be on television, so that she could be a TV star. That made it especially cruel, I think, in the eyes of these jurors.
It does sound a little ridiculous that you would go to these lengths just to get yourself on, you know, the Dr. Phil show. Will that have any effect in the sentencing that's coming up on Monday?
Oh, I think it will. She's looking at 1 year behind bars, a $10,000 fine. Although I have to tell you, in my experience in these kinds of cases, typically a first offender will not get any time. Probably she'll get ordered into parenting classes, anger management, maybe a nominal amount of time behind bars.
Is the Dr. Filcher liable for encouraging some of this behavior?
You know, a lot of people have asked that question. I don't see that here. This all took place in her home in Alaska. There was no producer or representative of the show present. It was her own daughter who had the video camera. The show simply asked her to show her punishing her child. They didn't give her any guidance, encouragement, or direction as to what to do. So I don't see any liability on the part of the show.
Doesn't that sound a little odd, though, that a producer would ask you for video of you punishing your child?
Well, you know, this is the age that we live in now. People take a video camera and they show themselves doing all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But the show would have to encourage her to commit a crime for them to have any liability, and I just don't see that here.
And you mentioned the whole washing your mouth out with soap analogy before. Is this going to cause people, parents, to maybe think twice about even doing something like that if they're trying to discipline their child?
Well, you know, Chris, I think it should, because our standards are evolving and there's no long-term physical damage to this child. But
yeah.
What we're talking about is psychological cruelty. And this jury found that it was child abuse. I think the next case could be a washing the mouth out with soap type of case. I think parents should consider that very seriously.
Talk our story, Munson here with reporter Casey Grove, who was in the courtroom when Jessica Beegley was found guilty of child abuse for, among other things, forcing the children to ingest that hot sauce.
I think one of the messages that we should all learn from this is, if you're going to do something to your kid that everybody in the country despises, you probably shouldn't videotape it and send it off to a national TV show.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure about, you know, what the reaction for everybody was, but I know that her motives, I guess, for getting on the show were definitely at the center of the case, and it was something that the city prosecutor kind of hammered home in her closing argument that, you know, it kind of crossed the line as far as into being child abuse because, you know, his mom apparently wanted to be on the show, and that's what she did to get on the show.
And the defense's, their reasoning for that was that this was a mom at wit's end in trying to figure out how to discipline this kid, and she was just reaching out to Dr. Phil to get some guidance, right?
Right. The defense put on an expert in mental disorders, I guess, for kids, and said that this boy had been diagnosed with reactive attachment disorder, and Jessica Beegley had had a lot of trouble with him since he was adopted, acting out, and said that she was looking for help from Dr. Phil to get on the show.
And I guess that's what I still don't fully understand, Casey, is it seems to me that child abuse would be the act against the child, and that the question would be, is hot sauce and a cold shower child abuse? And can you elaborate on how her motives were at the center of the prosecution's case? Because that I still have trouble connecting her motives to an act of child abuse.
Yeah, and I think that's something a lot of people have had trouble understanding. And we got to remember is that this is a misdemeanor account of child abuse. It's not maybe a more serious case where the boy was neglected
right.
or seriously injured. And so it's charged by the municipality of Anchorage and in district court instead of superior court, which would be maybe a more serious offense. Under the municipal code, you know, there are various things that are allowed as punishment for children, and if it crosses a certain line, it then becomes a crime.
More up at the countdown box at DougStephan.com. Check out some of the stories behind the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.